Hello, welcome to the podcast. I am Steven Lilly, your host for the podcast. Breaking news. Not a surgeon got his 400th death. Coronavirus virus just happened just now. They just sent a bill of sale to Congress to help us enjoy that emergency with flu, with everything right now. Today, the update starts now. Somebody, they finally getting shit going. Finally, they getting everything got going. Washington to recruit the country from Poland from the government coronavirus outbreak. Wednesday packed $1 million bill into a packet. Quick getting to work on a large summit agreement with settlement leader to vow to whip speed to blunt a full fire for panic. Tuesday department unveiled a law plan of $250 million payment to Americans starting April 6th. Meanwhile, Saban Perkin were close on Wednesday to unveil the approach for the third largest packet to keep us safe, healthy. Now they're trying to keep us on top, help us with money, the food, bills, all that. Now because they know we need to be on top of our game. Mitch McConnell blacked the health bill, which Grant paid shit. They paid us shit time finally. Thank God if the bill worked out. But hopefully they can work it out and keep us going healthy, because so far we are 100 deaths at putting people in trouble with bills, with money now. They finally want to step up and help us pay for the loans, the bet, the shit bills. They finally want to pay for it. Kind of happy now that become a real pleasure to see battle going on. The panic almost never gonna be over till they fix this. How I feel right now. Right now, everybody update with the flu. I went to leading the country with so many deaths, but China is a leader more than anyone. Because me and my people are talking about it. Did China really release it on their own kind to just get payback on us? Or did China create it and it went all over the world? Now they can't stop it. We don't know. I don't be mean, nothing, but I see China doesn't care or doesn't see it. Breaking news today that Tom Hanks went to Australia. He did get the flu. Now he's been clean from the flu. That's pretty good news for us as a Tom Hanks fans. Right now we are looking at 61 cases in the United States as a general country. They cancel all school. They get a cancel work at some point. They are still working on figuring how to fix the problem. Governor Kendrick is talking to the presidency about how can they pay us if we don't work. That one problem we gotta figure out right now. The second problem is where the money gonna come from. And right now the government is shutting down the restaurants, the balls, the 50 more people events, or 10 more less. That's how the news is going down right now. They've been hella weak with the food. People from work, people from places you see, they don't look happy. They're getting ready to be problem. Now the presidency talking about, hey, you can't get evicted because they don't want people to keep dying on them, because they don't want to be on them problems. And that kind of helping people out a little bit there and there. That's good. They're trying to help them now. A little late, I think, because it should have been late a little bit earlier than late because they should have did it a long time ago. And everybody worried what happened if the Walmart shut down, Kmart shut down. The flu go away after the fact. Everything will go away. But when does it go away? Would it be okay? Or when it be okay if it kills the hell tomorrow? Today, the government have 5 states so far agreed to shut down the employment until the case is settled. 20 million cases, 200 deaths, 400 random cases in Kansas and all over the world right now. Italy just passed China on the death toll of 200. Right now, they are looking into trying to figure out how can we stop it before we end it or try to keep it going. So far, the death toll about 200,000 cases, 45 million in New York City, 10,000 cases statewide. 45 deaths in New York so far, that ain't good. But everybody trying to figure out how can they keep it out of them because they trying to stay home. Now Illinois is stepping up and telling everybody stay home. Don't come out. No work, no jobs. Right now the Trump is trying to tell everybody keep inside. Keep everything off of people. But we did it before with one president we did it with Bush, the Matt Calgary with them. They gave out money to help everyone. And the government is trying to protect the metal inside and out with this. And I'm happy about that. But they weren't late about it so badly. If I wake up tomorrow and it's so bad we can't even leave our house without worrying about getting sick, our family getting sick, what's the point of us being around? No point of view of me trying to do it because my family on the table trying to figure out, oh, I don't have the money to pay my bill, but how are they going to pay their bill if they're going to cancel work? Do they got enough shit time to cover them or do they have enough money to cover the whole week or the whole month or the 4 day, 5 day they got to be home, quarantined? Because they talking about shutting down more shit continually over and over again because Illinois been down, New York, New Jersey, California, no schools. They all pushing out money in April 6th. They trying to help people. They did a little too late, but they are trying now to actually push it through it to get it going finally. Happy about that. But the government so quicker and they are now looking at, oh, crap, we got to do it now because they are 1 hour of time. They are pushing out. They're pushing nothing left and they think they can do it. They can't do it because they know they're out of time with it. They step up and they don't want to fail because you go to hospital, your own family can't be in the same room with you or your wife, your husband, or anyone can't be in the same room with you. They take leave because they're afraid that if you have it, they have it, and they don't want two people in the same time in their own them. They wear a fake mat, they wear grass, all that. Ain't fun. How I know because I went to the hospital today because my job, somebody brought it into my job today on me. And I was afraid that I might have it. I went there and saw what they told me. They take it easy for a couple days and get back to work. But hopefully we in the United States as a ward, patch it and fight it and win the war with this shit. Hopefully we can win. We can't come back and win more. I just hopefully we can keep it off of us long enough to
kill it off and keep it moving away from our problem. Every time someone says they can't handle it or can't do it, they are understanding the point of view of I give up or I quit because the virus is taking advantage of us. No, it's just killing certain immune system we don't have in our body or blood. Every time we say I can't do something, they can't do something, you say back it up. We are a country. We can't do it. China can't do it. South Korea can't do it. Shit. Italy almost done it. Because Tom Hanks came to Australia with it. They got him healthy a couple days and he went home. He healthy again. What did they do? We can't do heal. Can we fix it before it keep going around more and more people dying? Shit, that'd be great. But we don't know what it's doing it. A lot of cases out there we are figuring out how to. So far, New York is getting more kills on accident because we're not catching it fast enough or we don't know who have it. And if I know that gonna happen, the time frame would be prepared more. That's how life will keep it going. How everybody say Jesus gonna come back, Jesus coming back. Jesus is gone. Jesus might come back over a blue moon, but everybody keeps saying that on the world, on the side of the ocean, Jesus coming back. Coronavirus is Jesus' way saying that he coming back. I don't know if it will or fake or what they want to people believe. All I know is one day at a time and live life as fullest. Spend time with your family when you have it. Because 14 days gonna be a long day, guys. 14 days for anyone in the virus box gonna be a tale on anyone.